bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Today's show features Butterfinger, the Diva Cup, and Donnie's Haunted House. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are. What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You mm-hmm. get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Oh, nurse! Oh, nurse!
Dr. Duke, did you call for a nurse?
Yes.
I'm hot and I'm ready to party.
Nurses are hot and ready to party. Tell nurses are hot and ready to party. Woo! Gonna have some fun before the night is done. Looks like an angel dressed in white, but she's gonna be a little devil tonight. Won't believe all the things she'll do. Gonna need a doctor when she gets through. Oh, nurses are hot and ready to party. It's the only cure. If your temperature's rising, your fever's getting worse, take from Dr. Duke. All you need is a red hot nurse, cause nurses are hot and ready to party. Yeah, nurses are hot and ready to party. Bet the paramedics come before the night is done. Prognosis is in order. Come here, my dear. The doctor is ready for his sponge bath. And Dr. Duke will be administering tonight's enema. But first, bend over. Let me take your temperature. It's much, much more accurate this way. We're gonna have nurse. Stat!
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Do your ears close?
When he wants them to.
You know something? Not often enough. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. And I wasn't going to mention your bangs again, but I am now.
I don't
What did you say right out of the right out of the box? Something about a helicopter?
Like a helicopter went to my bangs or something.
Your bangs look really good.
I don't care what they look like. I don't.
I still think you like them. Yeah, I'd like to see what just apart. I don't know. Maybe. It's your hair. Yeah, whatever.
She looks very sweet today. Hi, Christy. How are you?
Tom.
I like your bangs. I'm just trying to.
What about your bangs, Baldy?
Ew.
Yeah, he is bald.
I'm waiting for the wit.
He's so bald.
The wit, yeah.
Tick, I can't. Tick, tick.
Bald,
let's see now.
Bald.
Okay, we'll do it by the amount of hair.
No, we're not.
Running the board today, sitting in for Ace Cosby, it's Chris Geisen.
Good morning.
This is Tom speaking.
Also bald.
Hang on a second. Pat Godwin is in the next room.
We never see your hair. What's your hair look like?
It's platinum right now.
Really?
We've got to see it.
Yeah, take it off. See it when I'm ready to show you.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. We don't need you.
I've had it.
You guys know who you're dealing with.
That
is next mugshot.
Poor Pat.
You need to take off your hat for that.
You went platinum, huh?
I did, yeah.
I didn't realize you were a hip pastor.
I look like Eminem's dad.
Pretty good.
All right, fellas.
You know,
who wants to rap? That's a lawyer.
I don't know what that means, but I love that joke. I love that joke. Let's see, where was I? Christy Lee with the bangs. Willie G. Is that?
Willie has more hair than I do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So it's Chick McGee, and then Willie G, and then of course the hair winner is Christy Lee.
Yeah, I'm after Godwin for sure.
Okay,
is all right.
There we go.
Oh, I'm losing big time. Yeah,
okay. You look good though.
What's the top of your head look like?
Oh, it's balding.
Oh.
Oh!
That's that you better find a girl soon look.
Oh!
Oh, there's Pat.
Oh,
there we go.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Pat, that's...
Wait, that was... You, it looks like great.
Does it? I look like a Bond villain.
I like it.
Yeah. Chubby Bond.
Oh, stop.
Gold Butterfinger.
Irish.
Yeah. I
Doctor,
like
no, I will not take off my hat.
So are you letting it grow and just become natural?
It looks good.
I'm going to grow it out and see what that looks like. Maybe a little salt and pepper thing. Yeah.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, I think it looks good, too.
And I think the Bond villain thing is right on.
I think it looks really nice. You should leave your hat off.
Well, maybe I will
you
tomorrow.
You should leave your hat off.
That's a good song.
Who are the Bond villains? There's Blofeld.
Right.
Dr. No.
Yeah.
64.
Jaws.
Odd Job.
Odd Job.
80s.
I could be Die Job.
Oh, my God. You nailed it, Pat.
Hi, I'm Dijon.
It looks cool, man.
It does look good.
You don't throw your hat, you throw a guitar pick.
Pat, why did you do it?
You guys are teasing me about the medium ash brown looking so ridiculous at my age. So
So you went this way.
I went crazier.
It looks good. I think that looks really good.
I do, too.
That's kind of the Joe Walsh look.
My son also hates this.
You need a deep, dark tan is what you need.
Yes. Yes.
You do not need to be taking advice from your son, Jimmy, okay?
He's a good kid.
He is a good kid,
he
but he's...
He has good taste, too.
He
picked me,
nine.
He picked you to be his dad.
He's going to go to Fashion Week? What are you talking about? He doesn't have good taste. He's nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat, you look good. I will say your eyebrows look like imposters, though.
Yeah, they are furry caterpillars, aren't they?
Maybe cut those back a little bit. Okay, I'm sorry. Enough of our grooming advice here. We need to finish off sports. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
How are you, Donnie?
Donnie.
Pat, you got your tips frosted. You're going to look like Guy Fieri if you ain't careful. I swear to God. Be reviewing appetizer soon. And Christy, your bangs are your moneymaker. That's why I put a baby in her.
Oh,
I admit it. Hey, have you guys been to a haunted house lately?
Not this year, not yet.
Oh, I took some chick this weekend. Two haunted houses. I ended up dropping over $100.
Wow.
So I decided to turn my house into a haunted house. So, Bob and Tom, I hereby declare the Donnie Baker House of Horrors and Horrors. We're officially open for business. It's adults only. Scare house.
Nice.
So leave your little mistakes at home. You know, I don't need some snot-nosed kid urinating all over my Nolan floor because he got triggered. Uh-huh. I've got it all decorated, ready to go. I went out and got myself 2 50-gallon drums of bloody innards from the local butcher.
Oh, no.
I swear to God.
Yikes.
You talk about stinky pinky. You can't tell where this spleen begins or the sphincter ends in this bucket. Oh, and I got the dry ice, and strobe lights are working good. Michael Sunny's F-150 with the gas leak for hayride. Ready to go. Each room in the house has a different scary theme.
Okay.
I've probably got the spookiest bathroom of anybody I know of. It's full of hundreds of positive pregnancy tests. Awesome. And creepy baby dolls that say, "Are you my daddy?" over and over regular. Dudes are terrified to go in there. And don't worry, ladies, we got something for you, too. Down the hallway is the Hall of Horrors. It's a bunch of, like, non-flattering mirrors from the dress barn. I swear to God. You think TV adds 10 pounds? These mirrors will make you look like the mom from Honey Boo Boo. My back bedroom is by far the worst. It's just a bunch of hipster dudes with man buns, and they just twirl their beards, you know, basically look like a laid-off version of Mumford & Sons. You scared yet? Well, you will be, because before you leave, you'll want to stop by the haunted strip club, Xanaboo's. Sort of dark. We got to set up in the living room where you'll see some of the scariest strippers ever known to man. You know, not only Queen Laquifa, but one stage is devoted to the knob goblin herself. She's Elvira, but with two R's. So that way we don't get sued.
That'll help.
And we call our Elvira the dark mistress of the pole. It's scary how well she works the pole, too, because being in her third trimester and all. You know?
Oh.
Spoiler alert, Christy, once your water breaks, we'll also add a shower stage. But on center stage, I got my hot cousin Crystal with a K. Or as we call her, the Wicked Witch of the East Side. Watch out, guys. She'll steal your soul, your heart, and your Percocets. And don't try to grab the broom handle. It's always wet.
Oh, hey. Yikes.
I don't want to give it all away, Bob and Tom. So if you want to see the rest yourself, you have to drop $49.99 like other common regular civilians. And, $15 for parking.
Seems a little steep, Donnie. Yes. A little expensive.
Well, I'm sure I've got the scariest, horriest whorehouse in the country, Tom. So, you know, if you can't make it all the way through the entire thing without sharting yourself, I'll give you your money back. That's a Donnie Baker guarantee, the shark-free money-back guarantee.
That must be really
so
scary.
So come out Donnie Baker's House of Horrors and Horrors. We'll be open all week through Halloween or until the fire marshal gets back from his vacation. Mm-hmm. All right,
thanks, Donnie. Very scary. The bathroom of pregnancy tests and babies shouting, "Are you my daddy?" Thank you, Donnie. Now, we were going to return to...
sports.
Oh, that's sports? Oh, I thought we had one more sports story.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport, and don't forget...
God, I love stilts.
That's right.
Love stilts. What's wrong with loving stilts?
I love stilts. Christy!
A Pennsylvania family has invented a candy catapult for social-distanced trick-or-treating. Vince Mack of York County said his son helped him build the candy pult to ensure kids in Springsbury can still get candy this Halloween without having to approach their front porch. The device allows for candy to be placed into a bucket, cocked back, and launched through the air into a person's candy sack from a safe distance.
Nothing can go wrong here.
Or hitting them on the head.
As long as your kids have goggles and a helmet.
Yeah.
Don't use hard candy for this. Honestly, or anything with a candy-coated shell. This is Starburst only. Oh, those are even too hard.
Starbursts are hard.
They'll take a wall out. I mean,
maybe they should have, they're going to need like a director to, you know, have the kids stand back and then launch and... I don't know. Maybe.
You need, that's what you take from this. You need someone directing. Do you have anyone in mind?
Yeah, stand back, kids. Okay, then you go, okay, launch, and then they go pick it up off the lawn.
Yeah, it'll be fun. They'll love it. Oh, yeah. They're going to go crazy.
Well, you're going to have to watch the people in front of you to see how far it goes. And
Right. But it'll be fun. It'll be something different.
Sure.
It's a great idea. The candy pult. Just have to obviously clear the grass of any dog poop or anything.
Who can make your eyes bleed?
I wish I thought of that.
Hey, I only said the one line, and the rest is yours, pal.
I love it.
And this will be really tough. Yeah. The people who give out apples, do you always have that one in the neighborhood?
That went away, I think, since we were, I mean, once our kids were out, I don't think anybody was doing apples anymore.
Because they invariably were tossed.
Yeah.
They make a really good...
The annual apple toss. We toss them in the garden.
A good missile. Well, that's kind of a sweet idea. The candy catapult. Better than the candy guillotine.
Sure.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, you want half a Twix. I always like that this time of year when you see the catapults for pumpkins.
Yes.
And they'll, you know, shoot them.
You'll love that.
Huge distances and, you know.
Pumpkin chunking.
And they, you know, go through the windshields of cars.
Once again, it is National Pumpkin Day. Pumpkin if you don't have your pumpkins, you might want to buy one today.
All right.
Okay. A drive-in theater in England may have to close because its bathrooms are located across the border in a locked-down area called Wales. We've all heard of country Wales.
You know, drive-ins in England are on the other side of the street.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Speakers on the other side.
Speaker on the right side.
This is so bizarre. The Moonlight Drive-In moved to Diva Stadium to show Halloween films this week after a second coronavirus lockdown was enacted in Wales. The Welsh border, however, runs in the middle of the stadium's parking lot, so the screens are located in England, but the bathrooms are still in Wales.
No kidding.
Organizers said Flintshire police will enforce the event to prevent filmgoers from straying over the border.
Really?
Though they anticipate having to cancel the event altogether due to restrictions in Wales.
Oh.
Well, I think if Brexit has taught us anything, this will take years to figure out. I would suggest perhaps portalettes.
They can't. Huh. Yeah. So
a fence? I don't know.
Have you heard of this place, Diva Stadium, though?
Uh-uh. No.
People love it because they have all really good merch and concessions. They sell their drinks, these really good Diva cups they sell. And they are just, people love the Diva cups.
Mm.
I wish I knew what you were referring to. Is Diva cup a term?
Yeah, you guys know what a Diva cup is?
I don't.
Oh, okay, well, this is, maybe we should just move on.
No, it's
Diva,
my fault.
Is it, it's for ladies to wear and without
of a tampon,
wearing.
You put a little
it's a very hipster
silicone
thing.
Oh, it's one of those things?
Yeah. Gotcha. So I was suggesting
it's a menstrual cup.
Yeah, it's a menstrual cup.
Didn't you try that on the air or something?
No, we didn't try one, but we saw one. Somebody sent us one.
Fun.
Yeah, not a lot, but there are quite a few women now who put this
so
in.
You have to remain upright at all times.
No.
God.
You don't?
What do you think goes on down there?
Is it like a little shot glass?
What is it? It's like a plastic cup that seals in there.
It goes up in?
Yeah, it goes up in.
It's somewhat pliable.
Okay, yes, it doesn't just drip down into it?
No.
I thought it was like a coffee.
Well, first of all, Josh is in shock because he didn't know the drive-in theaters had restrooms.
The back seat of my car is filled.
Are you saying he's crapping in the car?
Yeah, he's dropping a deuce.
I didn't want to miss any of the movie.
He deuces in the popcorn.
Not only
eat it first,
all
though.
The
don't be
the
ridiculous.
Car,
oh, jeez.
What a nice man.
This is really why Brexit's taking so long. If they can't figure out how to not have the cops standing at the borderline going, you can't be here. Really?
Weird.
Is that really worth the time and trouble of these officers of the law?
Stupid.
Oh, my God. Give everybody some Gatorade bottles or Diva cups.
I don't think that you can go to the bathroom in Diva cups, but...
No, you can't. It's
so they're not real big, are they?
Well, no.
Okay, see, well, a woman's some... body...
You think there are... You think they're like some sort of length of cord that's threaded through this cup that hangs below.
No.
That's what I thought, I swear. I thought it was like a bucket hanging from a wall.
I have never regretted making a joke. I regret this.
Are you kidding me? It was brilliant.
I can't wear the miniskirt. My bucket will show.
Exactly.
No.
Do you remember a diaphragm?
Imagine if you put Yeah.
Remember okay. Diaphragm?
No, I look, yeah. I'm whatever works, ladies. I know that this is a huge problem, especially in what we used to call third world countries. They don't have proper sanitary napkins. I feel very bad about that.
These are safer for the environment because you can just rinse them out and use them again. You
know? Oh, some sort of Menzies ramekin.
Yes, exactly.
That was the soy sauce container.
That's two words Menzies. I never thought would be together.
Menzies ramekin. Well, I remember that was the woman who starred in our high school play. Rather unusual name.
I was thinking Keurig cup. That's what they like.
They look like a Keurig cup?
Keurig cup. You know, the coffee comes in.
Yeah, the coffee they make is terrible.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Dracula loves it.
Dracula, it's his favorite.
That's an oldie.
If it's not new brew,
I'm making tea. The old joke.
Well, now you learned something today.
Boy. Yeah, I did.
We don't know how much of it's
true. What was his name again?
A Menzies ramekin? Yeah. She was a fine Lady Macbeth. Out damn spot.
Yeah. Or Menzies ramekin, that could be the name of a hip-hop artist also.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. Coming up, not ramekins in the news, but something we've always suspected when it comes to fancy wine and fancy restaurants. There's a really unusual story about someone getting the wrong bottle of wine.
Huh.
And you'll find out why that is interesting, and there's a lot of money at stake in that story. When we come back, we have these things and many more, including, are you a big ramen noodles eater, Willie?
Oh, yes. I had ramen noodles yesterday. Love ramen noodles.
My kids do, too.
We may have a ramen noodle career.
Ramen noodles have come a long way. There's a place right up here that's a whole restaurant, just ramen.
Yep. Damn.
And they're almost always sold out.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, they should make more.
They don't know how restaurants work.
Bottom line would increase. Right?
I think they can just make one batch. It must be very complicated. That or they've run out of salt. Because they're
just wait till you hear what we have next. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser